Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Sidewalk. I am your host, psychic medium Kevin Baird. I want to thank you all for being here tonight on this Friday, hot afternoon, in the afternoon on a Friday. And let's jump straight away to our first caller. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. It's Michelle. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to ask you about somebody named Juan. I think things have taken a romantic turn, and I wanted to know if this should be going in the direction of romance or business.
Romance or business?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay, so he's a colleague or a coworker then?
He's a friend.
Right? Friend, okay. Okay, I would say, from what I'm looking at, because I think you know that I read with my own cards, I'm looking at the busy card for you. You're going to be very busy right now, and that things are going to get in your way of being connected to him. So I would say if you stopped living your life to have him be a part of your life, then you might run into setbacks in other areas of your life. Because I'm also looking at the golf card, G-U-L-F, and it talks about someone who's either coming from the golf area or that they're going to or that you're going to be going there, right? Because it talks about traveling. Anytime the golf card comes up, it shows somebody who's walking towards the shoreline where the sun's setting and that kind of stuff. Could be a Florida area even as well. There's some advertising things that are going to be taking place for you because I'm looking at the 1155 card, advertising. But if you were to connect with him, then it's possible that you would have to walk away from everything that you have in motion and that it would probably be really nice for him, more nice for him than it would be for you, although gradually it would get better for you because I'm looking at the deja vu card and that's associated with the time 716. And again, you can go over to Temple of Gaia and look up the cards that I talked about today. So far it's 707. Facing you, 622 facing you, 1155 facing you, so three messages about connecting, you know, to your life, and then him coming in and getting his dreams becoming a reality. So that talks about something that he's been waiting to see happen is going to happen, but there's going to be some sacrifices on your part if you want to help his dreams sort of come true, and that's sort of like up to you, and that's what I see. What's going on with that?
I I guess I kind of don't understand that. Basically, we're starting to get to know each other, but as like I said, I feel things have turned more romantic. But we had mm-hmm. talked, and we are supposed to talk about doing some kind of business things together, that it would be nice and it would be good if he can help me. But I really don't know where this is going with him. I guess that's pretty much it.
I would say don't expect, you know, a whole lot over the summer. Things might improve over the fall, but over the summertime, it's probably just going to be cyclic, same old kind of stuff.
Oh, so there's like no future with this. That's what I'm trying to ask.
For right now, anyway, for like the next 90 days, it'll just be coasting from what I'm seeing.
Okay, because there is something that I do want his help with for my
yeah.
business, but I don't know if he's also going to have the time to help me.
Okay. It will be problematic, basically, is what I'm seeing. So as you've known it over the last couple of days or weeks or so, it's probably going to continue that way until you guys get an equilibrium going.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one last thing, it kind of has to do with all that. I'm thinking about doing something with wine and my business. What do you think about that?
Let me look at that real quick. It looks like it's going to be good, but you're going to have to be making most of the decisions yourself. Sort of shy away from advice and go and explore it all on your own. Go and see what other people are doing just like you want to be doing. Don't have someone come in and try to give you advice who's not done it before.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye.
All righty. Okay. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Hi, hello, how are you? Your phone's becoming unmuted. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just hanging in there.
Good. Way to be. You know, one day at a time.
Yeah.
Some people say another day, another dollar. I say another day, another holler or scream, really.
Yeah, that's about like it. I want to know, do you see me having any kids?
Kids? All right.
Yeah,
over the next 90 days? Cause over the next 90 days, that's what I pretty much read for, right? So is there an odd chance that, you know, what's really funny is my sources are saying probably tomorrow, because I'm looking at the tomorrow card and it's associated with the time 408. So I don't know if it's your spirit guides having fun with you or whatever, or do you actually have a meeting with somebody tomorrow, or maybe going to a barbecue or something that could end up leading into you developing a mommy moment or two. Where are you going tomorrow?
No.
That you know of yet, anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you doing
okay?
That's
all I wanted to... Yeah.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Alrighty. Yeah, I would say watch for the yellow bug. Do you know about my yellow bug message?
No.
When you see the yellow bug, it means it's a hug bug, not a slug bug, and that it means that whatever it is that you're worrying about, to not worry about and to move on to the next thing.
Okay.
See? And then I have friends who write for primetime television, and they've even adopted the yellow bug message in the two of their shows. Have you ever seen Once Upon a Time or Grimm, those TV shows?
No.
That's okay. I don't watch TV much either, so I understand that. But they took the yellow bug message and gave it to the heroes in those two shows, and then they drive around in yellow bugs. And they're like, Kevin, we so love your yellow bug message, and we want to let people know that everything's going to be okay when you see the yellow bug.
I'll keep that in mind.
Good. All right. Well, hang in there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Kevin.
You're welcome.
I was just wondering, do you see a career change for me?
All right, and what was your name real quick?
Eileen from Tennessee.
All right. Oh. All righty, let's see. Career?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what do you have to do with boundaries, borders, property lines, that kind of stuff?
Nothing, really. I live in a townhouse, so I don't really, you know, have any property
lines. Well, it's work-related. It's work-related things?
No, I work for Publix right now in the bakery department.
I see. Well, now, do you have a best friend in your life, life partner, husband, married person?
My husband passed.
I'm sorry.
I'm
bless
a widow.
Your heart. Right.
Thank you.
Well, what I'm seeing is I'm being shown you working on things to help. Okay, what's interesting here is that I'm being shown the boundaries card for you. And that talks about people on one side of the fence, on the other side of the fence, or are on the fence. And that it looks like that it could segue into you maybe being in a department to where you're at customer service. I know that you're in the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's sort of customer service stuff happening there too.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking at the puzzles card for you associated with the time 1019, and this one's facing you also, and that talks about you sort of like trying to think of good things to say to people when they're upset about something that's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry?
Eileen.
Eileen, that's right. Because
yes,
I get
sir.
It. Who is Rebecca?
The only Rebecca I know is a girl that I worked with in the country club when I first moved here. That was going back like 9 years ago.
And have you spoke with her lately?
No, I haven't. No. She kind of went into her own business for weddings.
And you can't reach out to her?
I could, yeah.
I would like for you to
Rebecca.
Do that.
Yeah, okay.
Just give her a call and say, you know, I came up with this great cupcake recipe, and then come up with one real quick before you call her kind of stuff. And then while I'm at it, you know, are you hiring? Just mention that casually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know all about that business. I worked in enough country clubs and did enough weddings. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And that,
think,
you can, like, call your own hours.
Yeah, I know. That would be great. Wouldn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning anymore.
I know, just to watch the dough rise, right?
The donuts, yeah. Well,
I used to work in a Holiday Inn kitchen. I used to work in a Holiday Inn kitchen back in the day when I was interning to be an innkeeper. And they started me out in the kitchen first at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock,
and I was there,
yeah.
Yes, agonizing. And I was there with the innkeeper just because, you know, I had potential. And he wanted to make sure that I was groomed right. I'm like, do you ever sleep? And he's like, yeah, room 101 or whatever. That's my second home or whatever. So It was agonizing. I'm not an early riser. I have a lot of, you know, as a psychic person, I get a lot of stuff that comes through in dream time, and for me to not give that part of my soul that kind of access is denying me who I am kind of thing, so.
Yeah, you need that time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's a good time for you to, you know, for your dreams and everything, people to come through, right?
Boy, do I know it.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Eileen, go check that out.
Thank
you. Let's talk to me next time. Let's see how you go. All righty?
I will. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Okay. You're welcome.
You have a good day, hon.
You too. Bye now. Happy Friday and weekend and all. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you see a change in career coming up for me, like a new job, maybe a new move.
A move out of the area?
Yeah.
Or to a different area within the office?
Well, could be that too, I guess. But I was thinking about moving to another company. And there's a company about an hour north of where I live. I'd like to move and get that job and move up that way.
Okay. All right, let me look at that and see what my hocus pocus has to say for you here. I would say yes. And it also, like, do you know somebody there that works there or something? Or okay. Because I'm being shown two things here. I'm looking at the drive card facing away from you and the moving card facing away from you. And this, I think what it, okay. Do you have somebody around you who's getting ready to move?
No.
Okay. That you know of anyway. Like you could hear about it this weekend where they're like, you know, I'm supposed to be moving out of my apartment in 10 days because it's in the month or something, and I was wondering if you could help me or I'm doing a yard sale or some kind of thing like that. When that happens, that's letting you know that that's the time that you should go north or go to that place that's an hour away from you and inquire as to getting a position. Because when the people who are moving around you are moving, that's letting you know that the atmosphere is right for you to consider moving, too, because moving is in the air.
Well, my next-door neighbors, they moved about, well, they moved at the end of last month. Does that count?
No. It has to be within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So they moved in May?
Yeah, end of May.
Yeah, that's too long ago.
Okay.
So you could hear about it come Monday.
So do you think that are you getting any time frame though? Any idea around what time frame?
We're in June now, so probably by the first week in August. If the things fall into place like I'm looking at them.
Okay, and then I'll still be able to, there won't be a gap where I work. I'll still be working, but I'll be able to give notice.
Let me look at that. Yes.
Great.
Now, is there somebody at work, is there someone where you work who's had someone recently pass away?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because I'm being shown that there's someone who's around you who has somebody who passed away who's trying to get in touch with them and that they're showing up right now. And that this person might
have
been...
Do they have a name?
They might have been a researcher or something or someone who's like a big bookworm or... I'm getting the name Shelley or Shannon or Sharon, Shasta... It could be the street that they live on or something like that.
There's a work named Sheila, and she's got breast cancer. She's going through chemo right now.
Oh, wow. Well, bless her heart.
I know. And she's taking off work right now, of course. So, but I don't know anyone who's had a loved one that's passed.
Mm-hmm. I would say watch for that, but you have people in heaven watching out for you, because when this happens to where someone who's close to you has someone who passed away who knows that you're well connected to them and that your heart is in the right place, they're going to work to make things as pleasant as possible for you, so when you talk to them, you will have pleasant things to say and help them feel comfortable also.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
So, Laura, watch for the things that I've talked about happening over the next 2 weeks or so, and let's see what happens.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All righty.
Have a good night, Kevin.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All righty. That was awesome. All right, next friend on the line. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hello, Kevin. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to ask you if you see a long-term romantic relationship for me in future.
Okay, let's have a look at that. Doing a quick shuffle here. Trying to clear the room of our friend who had someone who passed away, or had a friend who had someone who passed away who's like trying to come through as well. Pretty crazy. Okay, so I'm being shown that things are in bloom for you. I'm looking at the bloom card associated with the time 531, and then the horizons card associated with the time 120. And that talks about just things are right now for brand new things to come in to you. And it's sort of because of the way the bloom is and the butterfly is landing there, it makes me think, or my sources are saying that you had something that ended abruptly or something, and that you're sort of like in the shock zone, or disenchanted or something like that, and you're not really sure. Because with the Horizons card, it doesn't really show a whole lot to really be explored, and it talks about you doing a lot of walking around and talking and getting to know more people and just, you know, being there. And if someone comes up and says, hi, would you like to grab a coffee or something, then you can do that. If you see what I'm saying? Have you had a recent break off with anybody?
Yeah, it was about a month ago, but the person is not available. That's why I broke off with him.
Okay. So you just were not available?
Yeah, he was not available, and I didn't want to continue this communication.
Wow. Okay, well, I definitely see that there's opportunity coming in for you, and that the name of the person that's coming in for you, they'll have a Bible name. So it could be Roman, right? Romans like 3:16 or something, or it could be Jacob, or, you know, Adam, Abraham, Abram, something like that. Has that happened already?
No, I don't know anyone with this name. So you mean, I didn't understand. So you're saying that it will be someone new or someone that I've known already in the past?
You've met maybe once or twice.
Oh, yes. There is just one friend that I met once or twice in 2013, but he told me he cannot get over someone else from his past. So we only communicate in email. And just talk, nothing else. Like I don't think there's a whole.
No, it would not be over the wire. It would be where you would meet them, like you would meet them at like a party or a barbecue or at work or at the Starbucks or something like that.
So you think
that's
that there will be someone whom I met in Starbucks or at the party already, right? Whom I've seen
yes.
in person, right?
Yes. Or that you worked with them in the past and that you only run into them at the mall or at the Starbucks because you guys don't work together anymore.
And well, I don't have anyone who... This person that I communicate, we met in the restaurant in 2013, but we only went out twice, and since that time, we only talk in the email, says he is not, I don't think he's interested. And the second person that I broke off is not available. He's with someone else either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, it will feel like a deja vu, where it could be the person that you had broken off with. It could be their name. Right? And that it feels like it's the same thing all over again. Because I'm getting like a repeat of something. You know, like we go through cycles of things.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I decided not to continue this communication as it was going in circles. And he was not available, then he was available, then he was not available, then he was available. I just stopped this communication. I didn't want to talk to this person anymore.
I see. Okay. Well, let's look. Let's shut off all those, you know, connections from your past.
Mm-hmm.
And just feel like you're a brand new person today.
Okay.
And that new things are going to be coming in. Don't be looking for repeats, or don't, just because someone who you meet later on tonight is sort of like one of the people in your past, they don't have to be that way. But still, I say watch for this person, right, to have the Bible name.
The Bible name.
Yes.
Okay. And how soon it can be like you see a relationship for me?
That's up to you, but as a relationship goes, it could be 2 weeks.
Hmm. But you think that things will be improving for me romantically because April and May were very, very stressful romantically.
Yeah, because the solstice is tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and that's when new things start to begin and slow down, go
mm-hmm.
slower. Do you need to get that?
No, I don't. It's okay.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
It was a hotline.
That, yeah.
It's that person that I was trying to tell you about is trying to reach you, and you're talking to me instead.
No, he's not. I don't think so. No.
All right, you got to stay positive.
So, in other words, the bloom scarred means that things will be improving, right?
Yes, and that... All you have to do is just be the flower, and you will be attracting love.
Mm, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yeah. And your name was Anne, or is it Anna?
Yes. Yes.
Both.
Do you know me? You remember me. I called you a couple times.
I'm sorry. I talked to so many people, it's
hard
to keep track.
You remember my name, right? I called you a couple times, probably in April or in May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sorry, it didn't work out for you then. Hopefully next season will be better.
I hope so.
You have to get out of the house to make stuff happen, though, you have to remember.
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have a nice
you're
weekend.
Welcome. Hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, people, we're at the half-hour mark, and I'm going to let us segue into... a little bit of a break, and I'll be right back. Hang on. We're going to be listening to the Eagles song, I Can't Tell You Why. Hold on.
Thank you. Go.
everybody. I'm back. Had just had a quick break there. We're going to our next caller. Hello, this is Kevin. Hi, hello. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. It's Corrine. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I talked to a woman last night who seemed to think that we were connected in some way, and then she claimed to be psychic, and I have my doubts. Can you tell me, like, if I should have anything to do with the woman?
Wow, okay. I would say she could teach you a lot.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the advertising card associated with the time, 11:55, and this is someone who's sort of like, this is what I got, this is what I got, this is what I can do, this is what I got, this is what I can do. And then also the study card associated with the time, 8:48, and that shows you studying. And so they have something they can show you. And everybody that we run into on the planet in our life was planned. You have to remember that part of it. So they're either going to teach us a great deal or teach us a great deal about how not to be like them kind of stuff. But you don't know, nothing ventured, nothing gained kind of stuff.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So when she says she wants to come and meet me,
mm-hmm.
and do I allow that to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
I keep getting repeat messages about that because I just shuffled and it's coming back in again. Now, what, have you got a ticket recently?
No.
Okay. I'm getting the message for you to slow down or whatever because I'm looking at the enforcement card coming through.
Okay.
And it could also be, if you're looking for work, that it could end up being something related to law enforcement, an agency place like CIA, DIA, FBI, or someone close to you is connected to that also? Do you work for them?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so I would say when you're in a situation to where there's a law enforcement situation that takes place, unless it's happened in like the last 2 weeks, that this is the universe coming in and sort of like giving you a message to sort of like slow down, or that we see, you know, the universe sees how you're living your life right now. And that, you know, it's you can't make all the decisions, basically, and that you just have to let the flow sort of happen, because when the police pull us over, they're making all the decisions at that time, right? And if there's some other kind of law enforcement thing or something that happens like that, it could be that you just end up meeting a close friend who has, like, a family member who's in that as well. It'll be coincidental, and that you'll think back, remember back to our conversation that we're having here now, that will validate that for you.
Okay, so I should be aware of some kind of legal thing, you're saying?
No, this would be sort of like strong enforcement. So this would be someone who would have a gun on their hip or carry it under their armpit kind of stuff.
Okay.
It won't mean that you're going to be investigated. It just means that you come into a situation to where that's taking place, to where an individual who maybe has a concealed carry, it might be a potential in there as well, and that they feel like there's some kind of strong law enforcement, you know, symbol or whatever.
Right.
Now, what about this friend that you're telling me about that she says she's psychic? What's her connection to that law enforcement stuff?
I don't think she has any connection to law enforcement. As far as I know, she's just an older widow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. I think that you will be fine with that.
Okay, because I'm just, quite frankly, Kevin, I'm just tired of people that think that they are psychic or whatever, you know what I mean? And then they, you know, I mean, like, for instance, the conversation we had last night was like she's telling me things that I've known for years, like I'm just learning about them. And she kind of, like, you know what I mean, a little condescending. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And she didn't get anything right. I mean, whatever. I mean, that doesn't matter, I guess. But it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I was teaching her more than she was teaching me, I thought, you know?
Yeah, so are you looking to hire this person, or they're going to be
her. She wanted to come down and do, like, a psychic night at my house.
Oh, I see. I would say we give it a try. And also I have to tell you that I just had a photograph of one of my family members just got knocked off the desk here. And that it just happened to be, you know, my grandmother who passed away like 2 years ago or whatever. So there's definitely someone in spirit that has a connection to this woman, and that she could end up being significant and phenomenal.
Okay.
Because when I have something like that happen, that was very crazy, that just fell off or went over like that. I've never had that happen. I've had bumps in the night happen and snaps and pops and cracks, but never anything knocked off the desk and fell on the floor, and I'm looking at it laying on the carpet right there looking up at me.
Wow,
like they're like
okay.
Reclining or something. So,
well, she said she was contacting, she said she was talking to my mother last night. My mother passed 6 years ago. And, okay. But she, you know, like I said, she didn't really say anything that was that convincing. You know,
well,
I
have to say this is a validation that's coming through for you.
Okay.
By the stuff that's happening here.
Okay. All right. So I should let it, you know, just trust that there's something there, you know?
Yes.
Okay. And do you see anything else, Kevin? If you don't have another caller, do you see anything to do with, this is going to sound funny, but so I was told that I was going to make a substantial amount of money next year by like three different people. And so I'm just wondering if you, if you see anything.
Well, I was given the deja vu card for you where that talks about you dreaming about it and then it happening.
Okay.
And that's associated with the time 716. And then it's related to somebody around you who is bipolar maybe or has mood swings or prone to mood swings, because I'm looking at the days card, DAYS, and it's associated with the time 610, and that's facing away. And that talks about someone who's struggling as to whether it's a good day or a bad day or whatever. So I would say yes, that's a validation of it, and then the person who is prone to mood swings could likely be the source that connects you to that significant amount of money.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. For what it's worth.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. And one more thing. A friend of mine recently stopped talking to me. We've been friends for a long time, and it's a long story, but am I ever going to be in contact with her again? I mean, I don't really care that much. Well, I guess I care enough that I'm asking you, but she got very jealous and then decided not to just cut me off. And so I'm just wondering if there's some weird thing there with her. You know what I mean? Like that, I don't know, you know?
Well, I can tell you that she isn't, like, I've drawn the mobility card for her, and that's the mobility card facing away from us here in the reading. and that's associated with the time 512, and that talks about someone who is careful or needs to be careful about the steps that they take, and also that they're in a situation right now to where they're going to have to move out of some kind of extreme situation that they're in, some kind of dire situation, because I'm looking at the 811 card, and that's facing away also, and the title for this card is Time to Move, and it shows someone who's dancing on top of a building, a three-story building that's sort of a split in two, and that the top part of the building is leaning against each other, but the bottom part is definitely feeling the earthquake and the divide underneath the foundation. So she's still a hot mess. There's a good chance she could be coming back and just telling you her saga and story and everything.
Right.
But don't look for any kind of stable situation right now.
No, right, okay. Yeah, that makes sense about the move. And she has mental issues too, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I just want to remind everyone listening that, Kevin, you're going to be a guest on my show on June 25th.
Yes.
Supernatural
on
Radio
Super
Show.
On Super Radio, yes.
Yes, Supernatural Radio Show, June 25th, which I believe is a Thursday. Kevin is going to be my guest, and it's at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So if you guys want to listen, that would be excellent.
June 25th is a Wednesday I'm looking at.
Okay, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited about that because I love your readings. I think you're just phenomenal, and I so look forward to the subjects we're going to talk about. So I'm excited about that.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And let's talk more about that, you know, after we get off the air, probably tomorrow, because I just got a lot of things that are lined up, but I'm open around noon tomorrow if you want to talk.
Yeah, I actually have to be at my dad's because I'm taking care of him, you know. At that time, I'm going to be there till about 5 o'clock Eastern time. So maybe after that, you can try to call me.
Okay.
Or...
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right. Hang in there.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, people, I'm going to cut to another break, and I'll be right back.
Of hair. pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met.
Let's talk, can we stay?